the Footpath Society. Yes.
Well, I joined a long time ago. It must have been in the 70s. My eldest son joined first. He was only 14. And he said, why don't you join? It's lovely going out with all these people at the weekends. So then I joined, and I went walking with him and with lots of other people. And if you like, we were almost pioneers in those days, because we used our oldest clothes, any old shoes, and went off. Whereas now, there's a fashion of special boots, special clothes, waterproofs, and special names. It didn't matter then. In those days, Marjorie Tenberg and her husband Ralph were involved, and they used to, in fact, before I joined, they even went camping. They did a walk on a Saturday, camped overnight, and came back on Sunday. But we used to also walk on Saturdays, because a lot of people were working, and although we walked on Sundays as well, a lot of people wanted to go to church. So we alternated it, having some walks on Saturday and some on Sunday. We used public transport. We'd take a bus to, say, Woomer Green and walk back across the fields and through the woods using maps, etc., to get back. We went by train. The longest one we did was a walk led by George and Joyce Faldo. We took a train to Hitchin and walked back to Welling Garden, and it was over 15 miles, and it was a very long walk. We had stops on the way, but it really was too long, but we did it. But we did other walks on buses. That's how we did it. But now, of course, we go in cars. We meet at the Campus West in the car park, and we give each other rides in cars and pay petrol. And another thing we did, we had a midnight walk in the summer, which was lovely. We left about 10 o'clock in the evening and came back about 1 a.m. And the younger members of... We used to have younger people joined. There were quite a group of young lads who were all in the Scouts, and they were all friends, including my son. And so they went ahead and they made a bonfire, cooked sausages. So by the time we got there, the sausages were ready, which was lovely. They don't do that anymore. We all had to bring a torch, and it was so exciting that I used to bring my younger children as well, because they loved staying up late and walking with a torch. That was absolutely lovely. It was great. It's quite frightening sometimes, because it was pitch black, but it was enjoyable. It really was enjoyable. We had leaders who were... they had to suss out the walk first, so they knew exactly where we were going. We also produced three or four walking booklets with a map. Their maps were all drawn by Ralph Tenberg, who worked in London, and he was very good at that. And we also we had to walk them out and redo the books every year to check out that the paths were still open. And it was nice. We had short walks and long walks, so everybody could join in. The short walks were about 5 miles. And we alternated it. One week it would be a short walk, the next week it would be a long walk. The long walks were 10 miles, sometimes a bit more. So everybody could go. If you felt you couldn't walk 10 miles, you could walk 5 miles, and sometimes they're even shorter. And then we called it an amble, so that the really elderly people could still enjoy a walk, which was nice. Well, at the beginning we had quite a select group. We weren't so many. Gradually we got more and more popular, and we found... Other people found that walking was very good for people, especially if they had a problem. So we got people who'd been divorced, were on their own, or been bereaved, and didn't know what to do with themselves. We helped them. It helped them to overcome the grief, or it helped them to overcome, you know, being divorced. We also had people who had other problems, mental health problems. They started coming. The parent would bring them to the start, or to the Campus West, and we were agreed to bring them back and be okay. It was quite difficult sometimes, because some of them had a mind of their own, and they did wander off. So we had to be very careful that we didn't lose anybody. It was quite difficult. And we had always brought a thermos with us, packed sandwiches, and had morning coffee stop, lunch stop, usually at a pub, but we were told we could only go in the garden, and we had to buy something at the pub, like a drink or even a bag of crisps or something. And then we have our sandwiches. We were allowed to eat our sandwiches in the garden. So that was great fun.
Yes.
And also in the early days, people would tell us, come round to our house. We'll incorporate it on a walk, say Bennington. Mm-hmm. So we went to a lady who had quite a large cottage in Bennington, and she opened the doors for us and gave us tea and cake. I don't know, we had interesting people. For instance, we had Sir Francis Peake, or Peake Biscuits, Peake Cream Biscuits. That was, he was quite an old man then, but he managed to do a little tiny walk. We had a German man who was in the German army. He worked with his wife at the, wasn't John Lewis then, it was the department store. And my son was fascinated by the stories he told from the end of the war. He was a baron, actually, he was Fon. His name was Fon. You know, his Christian name and then Fon, whatever it was. And he married the English lady, and then they came to England and they joined the Football Society. That's how we got to know them. So interesting. And I was able to walk because they taught me how to walk with the Footpath Society. You knew what was dangerous and what wasn't dangerous. You could read maps,
yes,
which I couldn't before. Goring, we did that as part of the Thames Path. We did that with the Footpath Society, and that was lovely.